our next guest, Irfan Ghaffar. How many promotional deals do you have, Irf? You like to chase that paper, don't you? Or
who doesn't?
Secure the bag, as the kids say.
Not like that. Please don't ever say that again.
I agree.
What about promo code MRF? I'm willing to put down a bet that promo code MRF hasn't ever had a slice of Papa John's in his life. I'm willing to put a lot of money on that.
Come on, don't blow up our boy. But yeah, you're absolutely right. He has never eaten pizza in his life.
No, he does eat pizza, but then he'll go work out for like 3 hours.
Throw it up.
No, he'll go work out for 3 hours.
You're blowing up C-ball.
Now you're blowing up Murph. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like it's a candy from baby type of thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Plus, it's true. We're supporting our guy, and C-ball can take it. I think.
Meanwhile, angry text message from C-ball.
Don't ruin this for me.
What's up, boys? What's going on?
Just goofing around. The game last night, despite the 3-0. I mean, we even said earlier, it's like I'm not even mad. It's impressive they gave up 3-0. To be quite honest, But again, they went heads up with the Blues team that is very good. They're now leading the West. They still get a point. It's that classic first game coming back from road trip. Are you more encouraged after that win, or is that a game you'd love to see them win?
I think analytically, again, that's one of their better performances of the year. They controlled a lot of the play. They just can't score. Like, they've gone into games where they've run into some pretty hot goalies. You know, Jordan Binnington's a pretty good goalie. So is John Gibson. You know, they've had to play against some pretty good goalies over the past little while here. So I think that, you know, this Canucks team is, if they can get through this month of November, and, you know, injuries aside, hopefully there are none, I think that, you know, by the time December 1st comes around, if they're still near the top or in that area where we're talking about, are they for real? I actually firmly believe that they do, because they have it in so many different ways. You know, obviously Markstrom was pissed off last night by the way the things ended, and sad, I saw your tweet about, you know, people being upset that Markstrom broke his stick, but they should be encouraged that he's actually angry about losing a hockey game, you know, because he doesn't want to lose. He wants to win. And, you know, as many of the other guys in the room as well. So I think another encouraging sign was the play of Jake Virtanen yesterday. I thought in the third period he was really, really, really good. So if he can bring that back into a game, one of the two games here on this road trip, I think that's a positive sign. And then obviously you see Quinn Hughes. It's self-explanatory. I mean, the kid's an absolute stud. So as long as they can stay healthy, I think there's a lot of things to be encouraged about.
I wanted to see Jacob Markstrom fist pump in excitement after giving up the overtime goal.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him excited. You know who's mad about that? Hockey parents who know how much that stick costs. That's who's mad.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. That is a $250 twig.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know how much goalie sticks cost. I assume they're the same as regular sticks.
Probably. But that's the thing. Like, players are allowed to have emotion. I mean, if there's one thing that Jacob Markstrom has done really, really well coming into even last season when coming into his own, is he's been able to handle his emotions. And he's been able to not be a guy that's super, you know, snarky with the media, or a guy that, you know, lets his emotions dictate the way he plays. The final goal, 3-0, it's not his fault. You know, so, I mean, I think he's just mad about the way that things developed, and he probably thought that, you know, his team deserved a lot better in that game, and I would agree.
So, for this Canucks team at this point, I mean, they beat the St. Louis Blues. I mean, they lose to the Blues. They played a good game. They've been full value for the 21 points they have in 15 games so far. At what point should fans say, these guys are for real? Like, this is a legit, legit team.
December 1st. Let's see where they are after the American Thanksgiving. I've been taught, you know, a lot of people in hockey circles say that right around American Thanksgiving, if you're in it, you're probably going to stay in it or be around in the conversation when it comes to crunch time here in the season. So I think that let's see how this homestand plays out. And then the 6-game road trip is a big one for them too. You look at the places they go and the teams that they have to face. Obviously, hopefully they don't have to have any adversity with injuries, but if they can stay healthy, I think this Canucks team's for real. I mean, if you had me looking at the schedule or looking at the standings right now, saying that Arizona, Edmonton, and Vancouver were the three best teams in the Western Conference, I'd probably tell you you'd be lying. But it's kind of actually really entertaining to see, and I think it's good for the league.
I wonder, like, we've seen them play a bunch of teams where you just say, yeah, they're just flat out better than those teams. I'm really encouraged, Irf, by the start, and I am a believer. I think this is a playoff team. I think that if they stay healthy, I don't see a lot of holes here. The tricky thing for me is, and I was just kind of thinking about this today, I think a lot of this is going to come down to how they play against Edmonton and Arizona. Arizona kind of had their number a little bit last year, and Edmonton beat them in their home opener. Every team has those teams that they have trouble with. And I think for the Canucks, I think a lot of this comes down to those, because you mentioned them, those two teams and Vancouver are leading the Pacific right now. How do you play when you get your shot against those teams?
I totally agree with you. I think they have to take care of business. There was a one time in the Northwest Division way back when the Canucks would just absolutely dominate the Minnesota Wild and the Colorado Avalanche to a certain degree. I think that that's what they need to do. They need to take care of business against these teams that are in their division. You know, you saw what we or what the Canucks did on the road against or in California against those three teams. You know, they handled their business. And they need to do that, especially against the Edmonton Oilers, where, like you said, they beat them in the opener, obviously. But against a guy like Connor McDavid and, you know, all the hype that's going to come in from that and around that, I think that if they don't take care of business against those kind of teams, it's the points at the end of the season, all these one-point games or these points that they're going to give up, or it's going to be something that's going to haunt them. Because I do agree with you. I do believe that they're a playoff team.
Because I truly think that they're a better team depth-wise, top to bottom, than the Edmonton Oilers. We all know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we all know what the Oilers have going for them, and those two guys can win you a game just out of thin air once in a while. Arizona's tricky. I know people like to get down on Arizona, and it's still easy to be like, Coyotes and boring and no fans. Coyotes are tricky, and last year they single-handedly kind of snuffed out the Canucks' playoff hopes when they were kind of in that pseudo conversation.
Yeah, and then Arizona basically just, you know, kind of revamped their team a little bit. You know, they get a veteran in Phil Kessel who can still play. You know, the emergence of Clayton Keller, and you see, I think Oliver Ekman-Larsson is one of the top, maybe six or seven defensemen in the league. I think he gets very underrated where he plays. I think that, you know, he's a guy that's obviously become a leader in not only on the ice but off the ice as well. And, you know, Arizona's kind of a fun team to watch. Remember when they hired their general manager, John Chyka, and everyone said that, you know, this is the analytic guy that's not going to have anything to do with blah, 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 blah? Well, you know what? Turning around, they're actually playing some pretty good hockey right now, and it's fun to watch.
He is a Irfan Gafar, Canucks reporter. He joins us on the all-new program, Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah.
So this morning, Scott Rintoul reported that the Canucks are close to signing the assistant coaches. That includes Newell Brown, Manny Malhotra, Ian Clark, Nolan Baumgartner to contract extensions, which match Travis Green's contract, which means one more year beyond this season. The question I have for you, Irf, how close do you think the Canucks might be to maybe signing head coach Travis Green to an extension who has one more year left on his deal?
Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. I believe that Travis Green will sign an extension before the season's over. I think that there have been talks really early between the general manager, Jim Benning, and obviously Travis Green. But I think that they want to play out the season and see how things go. But I do believe that he signs one before the season ends. I think that he wants to be here. I think that getting his coaching staff locked up for another year was a very, very important thing for him. Especially, and we talked about it so much, guys, it's Ian Clark. Like, yeah. if he wasn't the first guy on that coaching staff that signed this contract this morning or whenever they do it or whenever they're going to announce it, then there's something wrong, because he's probably one of the most important pieces to that team right now in trying to keep Jacob Markstrom and Thatcher Demko playing the way they are. But, yeah, I do believe that he does sign an extension before the season ends.
And ultimately, for Ian Clark, it seems like, and according to the reports by Scott Rintoul, and I know Patrick Johnson had a similar report as well,
yep,
it's a one-year extension for these coaches. And one of the things we had heard was Ian Clark was looking for a longer extension. Are you kind of surprised that he settled for a one-year extension, if that's indeed the case?
I don't know if surprise is the word. I think it's more so, I think it's kind of, he kind of just wants to watch this team grow a little bit, you know, because we're going to have to see where Jacob Markstrom ends up here. You know, is Jacob Markstrom going to be a guy that chases the money? I know we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when I was on your show. Is he a guy that's going to go chase the money, or is he a guy that wants to win? And I think that for Ian Clark, you know, is he going to look at what Jacob Markstrom is getting or will get, and then maybe he'll sign a long-term deal because of that, or does Jacob Marshall want to stay here and say, okay, you got to get Ian Clark's side as well. That's the only way I'm staying. So I think it's one of those things for him, and I think he's a very important piece. But I wasn't too surprised. I think that what you talked about him, you know, wanting a long-term deal, I think that eventually when all the numbers came in and things worked out, I think the one-year deal for all the coaches was probably a good thing.
So you are an intrepid reporter. You got sources you can dig. So you need to help us out with something.
What?
Well, Bick and I here, we make fun of Sats' Twitter account a little bit. And it's fine. He gets a little sensitive, so we make sure to dig in extra hard. But the one thing about Sat, and you know this, he's a super nice guy. He's not overly controversial.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, he's very nice. So why then, pray tell, is he blocked by one Jake Virtanen on Twitter?
Because he's better looking than him.
Blocked. That's why. Why
no,
why am I not blocked?
You just answer your own question.
Hey,
self-explanatory there, Andrew. I really have to answer that one.
All right. No, okay, well, you gotta...
Okay, well, speaking of blocked, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah,
so,
not I really.
Guess, okay, well, it's not really funny. So Canucks are up 4-0 against San Jose. I guess Evander Kane asked Jake to fight, and he goes, you got a goal and assist. Why don't you make it a Gordie Howe hat trick? And Jake said no. It was pretty funny.
Well, I would have said no too. Evander Kane's a lot of things, but he's pretty tough.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be pretty tough to have to pay back $500,000 to a casino in Vegas.
How does that even happen?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know why Jake Virtanen blocked me either, but you know, we'll find out.
Yeah,
I'm not blocked. Yeah, I can ask him if you want.
No,
Jake, why did you block Sat? He is sad.
No, the funny thing is, I believe, because I used to be on Canucks Central at noon, and you know,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, times have changed. It was such a long time ago. So Bick Nazar, the producer for this show, is a co-host of Canucks Central.
What are you putting me in this for?
I'm just saying. I wonder if Jake Virtanen today listened to Canucks Central at noon. Cause
today? So he blocked you today?
I noticed
it
today.
They were flying today.
They have internet on
the plane.
Oh, yeah,
they do have internet on the plane, but I'm pretty sure he's not listening to Canucks Central at noon on the plane.
I'm just saying he got wind of a Bick ripping him on Canucks Central at noon, and he thought it was me.
Stop trying to put this on someone else.
Nope, not doing it.
Maybe, Jake Virtanen is validating the point we've been making the whole time,
yes!
And Sat's Twitter's no good.
No, okay. Then why are you... No. You know what?
not my fault. You're like the... Remember the cartoon Family Circus? You're like the not me ghost.
You know what?
Not me.
This is the funny thing. If you look at the reactions
to my tweets... Who's hip now?
It's like if you look at like the traction my tweets get relative to Andrew Walker,
well,
it's
not
even close.
I know, because you tweet like, I like Elias Pettersson, and then 800 people like it. Great. Congratulations.
Hey, I'm saying you don't get love from the people, and you blame me because of that. That's all.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
It's jealousy. You know, it's jealousy.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And besides, the tweets recently
are you
got
jealous
fire.
Are you jealous of Sat, Walker?
No. I just learned who Sat was like 4 weeks ago.
He's totally jealous. So when the show first started, he made this big deal about how him and I have been friends to make sure everybody knows on Canucks Nation. Hey, Sat and I are buddies.
You think I care about? Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Irf. Always enjoy the banter. What are you doing tonight?
All right, boys. Nothing. Gonna hang out.
Okay. Sounds
Wednesday.
Good.
Come on.
I don't know.
Banter rooms on Thursdays.
Oh, silly me. Yeah. Silly me. See you, Irv. Thank you.
Advertising. Bye.
Okay.